Joining us on the show today, we have Brian Cox, Professor Cass, if you don't mind.
Oh, wow. A very high intelligent man.
Absolutely.
With a very
well, you can be the judge of that when you listen to, you have to listen to what I have to say first.
No, well, to be fair, I have watched you on TV before, and you're definitely more intelligent than me.
Oh, what the So we have a new TV show called The Planets. Could you tell us all about this, Brian?
Yeah, it's I'm going to say it's about the planets, but obviously, but it's an exploration of the planets as we know them today. I mean, I made a program years ago, a series 10 years ago now, called Wonders of the Solar System, mm-hmm. and so much had changed because we've sent new spacecraft to these worlds and learnt so much about them that it felt like time to make another series. I mean, for example, at Mars, we've learnt that Mars was an Earth-like world.
Well, talking about Earth, we have a question about Earth. We want to know, do you believe if it is really flat? We get a lot of callers, would you believe, Brian? I know you're laughing. We get a lot of callers here from Glasgow.
No, you do.
Hang up. It's like one of these nuisance people that rings up and tries to sell you, you know, or con you out of your money. Hang up. He says, any flat earther rings you up, hang up. Do not engage.
These people are convinced, though. These people are absolutely convinced. And no matter what I say, they don't listen. So what is the official line from Professor Brian Cox that I can say, listen, Dafty, Professor Brian Cox told me this.
I wouldn't even say that. I would just, the official line is don't even speak to them. Don't even engage.
Oh, wow.
It's such tremendous nonsense. I'm trying to be, you know, breakfast show languagey.
We can bleep you. It's fine. We can bleep you.
Absolutely. Drivel is the word. And so these are drivel merchants of the highest order. They try to protest at my gig sometimes, but they're never
joking.
There. They're never there because their sat nav doesn't work.
Oh, it's taking them around in squares, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you did a gig at the Hydro recently, did you, in Glasgow?
Oh, it was brilliant. It was one of my favourite experiences ever. It was packed, and it's such a brilliant arena. You know, some of them are kind of big sheds, you know, and they weren't built for that, you know. But the Glasgow Hydro is always fantastic. We've done it twice now, and it's the only one. The first time we did it, a fight broke out at the back. but it's a superb. Superb place.
Did you find out the cause of the fight?
Can I just recap this?
There's a fundamental disagreement on the nature of the origin of life.
So it was a Glaswegian flat earther, that's what it was.
Catch it off one of them had got in.
Oh my God. Right, so just to confirm, you were doing the Hydro in Glasgow in February and it kicked off.
It was an intellectual disagreement.
Oh my God.
No, that was the one, actually, it was a couple of years ago. It wasn't the one. But I know I've got to say it is probably my favourite place to you know, to do a show or talk about cosmology, whatever it is that I do there.
Did you play there? No, it would have been the SEC years ago when you were in the band.
No, I didn't. No, I it was always supporting people.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Did you not support Take That there?
Well, we did. I didn't play that. I did some of that tour with the Ream, but I was doing a degree at the time. So it was basically, did I have a lecture or not? And if I had a lecture, I did that. And if I didn't, I went and played supported Take That. It was kind of an unusual time.
Yeah, because we were having a laugh earlier on because I think you've said that humans will live on Mars someday.
I'm sure that's the case. Well, in the sense that there is nowhere else that we could go in the solar system.
And yet I was saying, you know, back in the 90s, you were telling us that things can only get better. Make your mind up. You know?
No, that's completely wrong. It's one of the it's an atrocious piece of work. It's just so incorrect. It's scientifically unsupportable. It should never have been written like that. Things get worse scientifically.
They really do.
Things decay. It's called the second law of thermodynamics. So it's in flagrant violation of the second law of thermodynamics. And I'm ashamed to have been associated with such a lyric.
Fantastic. Well, listen, it's been so much fun talking to you. Brian, the new show's called The Planets. It's on BBC Two. Check it out. It's fantastic. And thank you so much for joining us in Glasgow.
A pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Brian.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian. See you later. Good luck.
Cheers.